All right, and I guess we should learn the Zechus and Refuah Shlema for people who need our help here in Israel. Okay, seemed like a good week to talk about counting Jews. From if you grew up in shul, so maybe the first halacha you learn in the world, is that you can't count people and you can't count a minyan. I grew up in a shtiebel. The first frum joke I ever knew. When I was a kid, you could make like Polack jokes, right? So the joke was, right, why does it take 15 people to make a minyan for Polacks? Because, Hoshiya Esamecha, Urem Venasi. Okay, that's the joke I learned as a kid. Because, of course, you couldn't, you can't count people. It's the worst thing ever. But is it really? And is there a source for it? And what would the philosophy behind it be? And if it's so bad, why is Sefer Bamidbar called Numbers? And by the way, it's not a wrong name. There's a lot of counting in Sefer Bamidbar, and it all seems really, really good. Now, behind all this is one of the most famous stories in Tanakh, when David HaMelech counted and he was punished. And there's no two ways to read the story. And it's interesting, everybody who talks about it has the story of David HaMelech in the back of his mind. So let's start, Kedarkeinu BaKodesh, with some psukim. And this week's parsha, the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, and let's see where we go. So the parsha starts as follows: Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe b'Midbar Sinai. Right, is the sheet up? Somebody wave if it's up and you could see it. Good. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe b'Midbar Sinai b'Ol Moed b'Echad l'Chodesh Hasheni, the first day of the second month, b'Hashana Hasheni, let's say, tell me it's something more. Se'u et Rosh kol Adat b'Nei Yisrael l'Mishpachotam l'Veit Avotam b'Mispar Shemot kol Zachar l'Gulgulotam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us, count all of Bnei Yisrael. Miben Esrim Shana v'Amala kol Yotzei Tzava b'Yisrael tifkidu otam l'tzivotam atav Aharon. You start counting the males from 20 and up, because those are the people who go out to the army. And it's possible, a lot of people say this, they're not really counting the Jewish people, they're counting the army of the Jewish people. But either way, it sounds, not only doesn't it sound like there's anything wrong with it, it's God's command. And to point out the obvious, and I think it does need to be pointed out, who didn't need a count to know how many we were? A trick. Well, God, obviously, right? So there must be something to it, or there must be some benefit in it for us, because obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need a census. And just to emphasize how positive it is, Rashi, in the first Rashi in each of in Bamidbar, by the way, Reb Royer once pointed out, the first Rashi in every Sefer is like, I love the Jews. Okay, he just thinks Rashi loved Jews, and he arbitrarily concocted, the first Rashi in every Sefer to be like an I love the Jews campaign. So here it comes. He says, Mitoch chibatan lefanav, because God loves us so much, Moneh otam kol sha'ah. He counts us all the time. Kishiyatzu mimitzrayim mina'an. When we left Egypt, he counted us. Ukishanaflu be'egel mina'an leidam minyan ha'notarim. And after the egel, there was a count, so we know who survived. And now us. Kishabala hashrot shchinato alehen mina'an. Now that he's allowing his Shechina to rest amongst us, he counts us. Why? Be'echad b'nisan hu kam ha-mishkan. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Mishkan was open for business and the Shechina was shoreh. U'be'echad b'iyar mina'am. And 1 month later, in this week's Parsha, he counted us. I saw a really cool pshat. It's in the Art Scroll Chumash. I don't know who's in the name of some Achron or something who said, what's the point of counting us 30 days after the Mishkan opened for business? Why not count us on the day the Mishkan opened? He said, because the din of a mezuzah is, you can live in a house for 30 days and then it becomes permanent. So on the 30th day, when God's presence becomes permanent, then we were counted. Okay, it's a chutzlar, it's vart, in that the din is in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have 30 days. In chutzlar, you have 30 days. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to put up a mezuzah the first day you move in. But great. So no surprise, this week's Parsha and the Sefer as a whole a very, very positive sense of counting. So where's the negative sense of counting? Why do all of us know that counting is bad? And what's the source for it? So no secret, everybody could guess this on their own. Source number three, it's Shkalim. It's the beginning of Parshas Ki Tisa, which we read for Parshas Shkalim, where the Torah says as follows. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, source number three, Ki Tisad Rosh B'nei Yisrael Ifkudehem, right, when you count B'nei Yisrael, V'natenu Ish Kofer Nafsho L'Hashem Bifkodotam, every person should give a kofer, a redemption, some kind of, you know, some amount of money to redeem himself, V'lo Yebaham Negef Bifkodotam, and there won't be a plague. So we know the pasuk so well, but it's really, it's a curious pasuk, and it's a pasuk that's hard to understand. Let's look at it more closely. First of all, ki tisad rosh b'nei yisrael ifkudehem, it sounds pretty neutral, right? If you choose to count b'nei yisrael, it doesn't say God wants you to count b'nei yisrael. It doesn't say God wants you to refrain from counting. If you count. So how do you do it? V'natenu ish kofer nafsho l'Hashem b'fkodotam. Everybody has to give some kind, some amount of money. And here's the most curious part. V'lo yihye bohem negef b'fkodotam. Now, what in the world does that mean?
Could he also mean when, not just if?
Yeah, key. Yeah, it could. But even that is neutral. Okay, when you count the Jewish people. Now I'm thinking, okay, should I or shouldn't I? You don't get the answer from the word ki, however you define it. You're absolutely right. You could define it that way, but we're still in the same boat. But the strangest part is, what's this, you know, you hear people say, oh, you know, if you count people, it's bad luck. But rarely do you have a pasuk that seems to support it, right? The pasuk says, and let's be clear about this, the pasuk doesn't say, count them through some intermediary, otherwise it's usur. The pasuk says, count them through an intermediary so that there's no plague. As if there's some kind of metaphysical, I don't know, something in the world, like God's giving us advice. Listen, if you count individuals, there could be a plague. Yeah, that's the result. It's an exceptionally strange pasuk. And it's only, you know, it's only strange when you really look closely at it. But this, if there's a source in the Torah, let's put it this way. Let's back up for a second. There is no, in the Sefer Mitzvos of the Rambam and the Bahag and anybody else, there is no lo tase, there's no prohibition on counting the Jewish people. It doesn't exist in anybody's Sefer Mitzvos. There are sources for it. But you would have to ask yourself, wait, if this pasuk in Ki Tisa stands for the proposition that God doesn't want us to count Jews directly, and if we're going to count them, we have to do it through some intermediary. Well, why is this not a source for a prohibition in the Torah? Shouldn't this be the makor for, shouldn't there be a lo tase of counting Jews? I think the answer is no, because that's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk reveals God's will that he doesn't want us counting Jews directly. The pasuk does not say that it's asur. What the pasuk says bizarrely is, if you count Jews directly, there might be a plague. Okay, that's a really important point, which it could be that everybody has to work that out on their own. I have an idea, but it's sometimes, you know, the pasuk is so clear, whether you have a good idea or not, it's just important to point it out. Now, how do we deal? Yeah?
Before you go on, you mentioned something a second ago about mezuzah and how you don't have to put it on. I know this is not your point. I don't want to get there, but in America, you or in Chutzlaret, one is not obligated to put on a mezuzah when they move into a new house. They have 30 days, or is that only when they're not?
Idea. It could be that it's only for rentals. You're
right.
The
okay.
First thing
okay.
The first thing you said is true. We don't have time to get into
okay.
it.
Okay.
It's a misconception that you get the 30-day
right.
get out jail free card.
Okay.
Right, but let's say when you buy a house, you don't have 30 days. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, here we go. There are two Gemaras that deal with this idea of a prohibition of counting. The first one is source number four. It's a Gemara in Brachos Samach Bet Amid Bet. And the Gemara starts with the story of David HaMelech, which we'll come back to later. The Gemara says, the pasuk says, again, in the context is as follows. David breaks into Shaul's camp. Shaul is the king, and he's chasing after David. One night, David breaks into his camp, steals like his water bottle and some other things to prove that he was there, then calls out to him from across the river and makes it clear, I don't want to kill you. Why do you want to kill me? And he says to Shaul, Im Hashem hasidcha bi yarach mincha. If it's God who incited you against me, okay, I'll bring a carbon. Essentially, he's saying, I'll deal with God, right? Why do you have to chase after me? Amar Abelazar, Amar le'akadosh baruch hu le'David. God says to David, Mesis karisali, you called me an inciter. Hare ani machshilcha b'davar she'afilu tinokot shel beit rabban yodim oto. I am going to be machshil you. I'm going to make you sin over an avera that tinokos shel beis rabban, you know, that fourth graders know. Dichsiv ar pasuk ki sisas rosh b'nei Yisrael l'pkud. They have enough to each kofar nafsho. You're not supposed to count people directly. And then the pasuk says as follows: Vayamod satan al Yisrael, an insider, or the satan speaks to David Melech Uksiv, and then Vayaseh says David Bohem Lemor Lech Bnei Es Yisrael. Okay, so what's clear in the Gemara is the Gemara thinks that this pasuk at the beginning of Kisisa, the pasuk from Shkalim, any child understands that that's a prohibition on counting Bnei Yisrael. And how could David HaMelech not have known that there's a prohibition on counting Bnei Yisrael, right? That's a serious question. But what's clear is this Gemara in Brachos understands the Pasuk in Kikisa as a source for a prohibition on counting Bnei Yisrael. And the Gemara thinks it's obvious that that's what the Pasuk means. Again, a side point is how come nobody else counts as a lotase, the prohibition of counting Bnei Yisrael? We'll come back to that. But let's take a detour first and ask ourselves the philosophic question. What's so bad with counting? Right? Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it many times. What's the problem with counting? That's one question. The second question, which is a harder one, is how does using Shkalim solve the problem? At the end of the day, you know, we still counted. Right. Okay. So we did some trick and we, you know, but what's the difference? At the end of the day, we still counted. So there are many, many explanations. I'd like to just propose one that Rabbeinu Bechaye has. Rabbeinu Bechaye was like, you know, a grand Talmud, a Talmud of the Rashba, who's a Talmud of the Ramban, and it's an expansion on the Ramban. There's great ideas in Rabbeinu Bechaye. Here's what he says. Source number five. Vigila lanu hakatuv. He said, the pasuk makes clear what happens when you count each person literally by their head. Hinehu mushkach mibal hashkacha yitale. He has divine providence. Ma'asav nifratim lefanav, va'az yachul hanegev. Says Rabbeinu Bechaye, when you count, you're singling out each person. Each person stands on his own. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at that person and says, you know, he's not such a good person. And he brings a plague. Ma she'ein kein b'tchila. However, if you don't count individually, then who are we? Shehaya inyano nimshach b'chlal harabim. Before you counted me, I didn't exist on my own. I was one. I was a member of the Jewish people. And therefore, I was entitled to all the benefits of being a member of the Jewish people, which means God favors me. Right? We understand that. Aval ata bihiyot kol yachid v'yachid. But now that I'm an individual, v'chol ma'asav nifratin, and God judges me based only on my actions, I will not be able to escape punishment. The Shunammite woman who had built the attic for Elisha, and Elisha says to her, you know, what can I do to repay you? Right? Can I talk to the king? Can I give you some favor? And she says, no, I just want to be one of the regular people. Klomar, eini rotzeh shetitpalel bishmi lifnei hamelech. I don't want you to identify me to the king. I don't want to get any special treatment. What's Rabbeinu Bechai saying? So here's how I understand it, and I'll do it like in a personal way. Every once in a while, there's some scandal. And I think to myself, thank God I'm not important enough for people to pay attention to, because otherwise, you know, this could have happened to me, right? The Isha HaShunamit, and Rabbeinu Bechai is saying, when you're just part of the people, you benefit from being part of the people. God doesn't look at you directly and individually and weigh your pros and your cons. But in a census, now you're being called out. Now you're an individual number and you're separated from the group. And when you're in an individual and separated from the group, you get judged independently, right? Our big fear on Rosh Hashanah is that kol achad ovrim lefanav kivnei maron, that we're being judged individually. We don't get the benefit of being part of the group, okay? And what Rabbeinu Bechai benefits from is saying, where does the Negev come from? Why does counting individuals lead to a plague? So he says a plague is kind of just a euphemism for punishment. When you identify individual people and they lose the protection of the group, then there's a really good chance that they'll be punished. And that punishment, you know, comes about in the normal way through a plague. I think it's a fascinating idea, like psychologically it's fascinating. And I think sometimes, you know, we take on jobs or we take on some kind of prominent position, and afterwards you go, that was so stupid. Because if I was just a regular guy in shul, you know, no one would have noticed that I do X, Y, and Z. But now that I'm, you know, okay, there's a risk.
How does counting identify an individual?
Presumably, I used to be part of Klal Yisrael, unidentifiable other than the fact that I'm a Jew. But now I'm number 603,222. And I have a separate existence from the whole group. I'll say this. I think my instinct, and that's something I got from Rav Amital Zatzal, my Rosh Yeshiva, had a completely different view. He thought that counting dehumanized people. And that was the problem. You know, he was very, I don't want to say he was obsessed with, but, you know, he hated communism when it was still a thing. And he said, there's no individuality in communism. You're just a number. You lose your sense of self-worth. So he had the, I don't know if Isaac, this is what you meant, but he had the opposite idea that counting dehumanizes you because you lose your individuality. You don't count for anything other than the number that you are. And he talked about many times about how motziba mispar lechulam shemot yikra. A mispar dehumanizes you. Shemot, a name, humanizes you. And it's interesting, just in our parsha, we say, right, Suat kol adat b'nei Yisrael l'mishpachotam l'veitam b'mispar shemot. On the one hand, b'mispar, a number. On the other hand, shemot, where they won't lose their individuality. Again, there are many, many theories. I just want to raise the issue. There are many theories about what the problem is with counting. I think the Rabbeinu Bechai is an interesting one. He doesn't need my endorsement. You know, take it or leave it. Okay, that's a theory. So we've seen, let's just review. We started with our parsha where counting seems great and Rashi seems to love it. We went to Kitisa where counting directly seems problematic and it causes a plague. And the Gemara in Brachos in source number 4 made clear that David HaMelech made this terrible mistake because he misunderstood a pasuk in Kitisa. And he counted Bnei Yisrael and he was punished. And Rabbeinu Bechai suggests the reason why a count leads to a plague is because you lose the protection of the group. There's another Gemara, only one other Gemara, which has a slightly different take. Source number 6, Gemara in Yuma Chaf Bet Amid Bet says as follows. The background is, we're in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, like on the playground, Kohanim had to divvy up the Avoda. And so it used to be that they would run up and the person who won the race, right, would be Toreim, could clean the Mizbeach. That was the first Avoda in the morning. And says the Gemara, Vim hayu shneim shavim, if they ran up and they both got to, you know, to the top at the same time, hamemuneh, the person in charge, omer lam hatzpiyu, choose, stick out fingers, 21st finger is it, some game like that. Tana, hotziu et botechem leminyan, put out your fingers to be counted. Asks the Gemara, v'nim ninhu lididhu. Why do you have to count fingers? Why don't you just count the Kohanim? Whatever the magic number is, just count it. Start from a middle point, you know, duck, duck, goose, and you'll get it. Says the Gemara, misayeya leil Rabbi Yitzchak. Da'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, asur limnot et Yisrael afilu lidvar mitzvah. Rabbi Yitzchak says, and here, be careful. He doesn't say it's bad luck. He doesn't say it's going to be a plague. He says, asur limnot et Yisrael. It's prohibited to count the Jewish people. Afilu lidvar mitzvah, right? What could be better than counting Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash or counting people for a minyan? But here's what's strange. Great, it's asur, and tell me there's a pasuk in Kitisa, as we've seen. But he doesn't. Dichtiv, a pasuk in Shmuel. Vayifkidem babazak. Shmuel counted them with shards of pottery. He didn't count them directly. And then a similar shita, Amar of Elazar, kol hamonet, Yisrael, over belav. A similar shita, if you count Jewish people, you violate a lotase shenemar. A pasuk in Hosea, v'hayom mispar b'nei Yisrael, kechol hayom asher lo yimad v'lo yisafer. Rav Nachum by Yisukoma, over b'shnei lavim shenemar lo yimad v'lo yisafer.
I think that's in the Haftorah.
This week?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. So says the, you know, so here, unlike the Gemara and Brachos, here you have the Gemara using language of Asur. But unlike the Gemara and Brachos, here the Gemara has psukim from Shmuel and Hosea, and not from Chamisha Chumshei Torah. That, of course, would support the idea that it's Asur, but it's not an Isur Daraisa, which is why you don't find it in any of the Sefer HaMitzvot. Because if it's sourced in Hosea or Shmuel, it's not going to be an Isur Doraisa, right? Now, if it's sourced in Kitisa, it should be an Isur Doraisa. So why is it not counted? So there too, I think it's obvious. It doesn't say in Kitisa that it's Asur. It says God doesn't like it and a plague will come. But it doesn't say that it's Asur. And that raises a bigger issue, not a bigger issue, but an idea that we've seen before, which is there might be something that's not Asur, but that you know God doesn't want, and you know God doesn't like. And when you do it, you're not in violation of an Isur D'oraisa. And yet, you know that you're doing something that God doesn't like. Here's a good example. Well, it's the same example. Just look at, there's a Rashi in Divrei Hayamim. Believe me, I wouldn't have found this on my own. Okay? Rashi on a pasuk about counting in source number 7 says as follows. Rashi's going to tell you why it's Asur, but his sources are fascinating. Here it goes. Vahi bezot ketzav al Yisrael, says Rashi, me'otok tzat shemana haya ketzav al Yisrael. He counted a little bit and there was a plague, lefish, or an anger. Lefi sha'alav machshavto limnot kol Yisrael la'avar la'pasuk asher im yuchal ish limnot et afar ha'aretz, right? Or the other pasuk, v'la'avar ha'pasuk ha'betna ha'shamayma. What are these psukim? So I've cleverly put them on the sheet. Scroll down. Rashi says to Avram Avinu, I'm sorry, God says to Avram Avinu, v'samti et zaracha ka'afar ha'aretz, right? I'll make your descendants so multiple like the dust of the earth, asher im yuchal ish limnot et afar ha'aretz, gam zaracha yimaneh. Just like you can't count the dust of the earth, you won't be able to count our descendants. Similarly, God later says to Avraham Avinu, vayotzeh oto achutza vayomer, habetna hashamayim usfarat hakochavim, count the stars, im tuchal lispor otam vayomru, vayomer lo ko yeh zaracha. Just like you can't count stars, will be so, you know, our number will be so great that you won't be able to count us either. Now, here's interesting. For whatever reason, and Rashi obviously was a very, very smart man, Rashi doesn't quote the pasuk from Kitisa. He doesn't quote a pasuk from Shmuel. He doesn't quote a pasuk from Hosea. I promise you, Rashi knew all those psukim and all those gemaros. Rashi had as good a bar ilan as I have. My guess is even better, because he could misspell words and still find them. Okay? So why doesn't he? So the sense you get is that Rashi knows it's not an Isser d'oraisa. And we've seen before, you know, a pasuk in Breishis, according to the Rambam, doesn't constitute a halachic source, right? The Rambam says, nitna Torah v'nischad shahalacha, 613 mitzvahs were given at Har Sinai and after. Strangely, not to the Avos. But that doesn't change the fact that this is a clear expression of God's will. God is saying, I don't want you counting my descendants because I'm telling you that there's going to be a lot of them. Now, you can't understand it literally because when I was in fifth grade, I had a conversation with my friend Moshe Tannenbaum. Is there a number that's so big that you can't count? I guess I didn't know what infinity was at the time. There is no number that you can't count. And so it's never going to be the case that the Jewish people are so, you know, are so large that we won't be able to count them. But I think it's more of a value statement. God is saying, take my word for it. We're going to be big. We're going to be so big that it won't matter to count them. Okay? And so in the end, you know, we have a bunch of sources for a prohibition, but none of them is really the source for an Isser d'Oraisa. And you could see it here in the Rambam. In source number 8, the Rambam in Hilchos Tmidim and Musaf in Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet, talking about that Gemara that we saw in Yuma, how do they count Kohanim to decide who gets what job? So the Rambam says, why do they count fingers? Why don't they just count people? He said, because we know you're not allowed to count the Jewish people directly, because it says Vayifkedeim Batzlaim. That's the pasuk about Shaul HaMelech. But again, the Rambam doesn't quote the pasuk from Kitisa. And that's probably the answer to the question. The Rambam thinks it's Asur, but not Midoraisa, because a pasuk from Shmuel is not an Isur Doraisa. So the Rambam doesn't count it in his Sefer HaMitzvot, but he tells us it's Asur. It's an Isur Drabana. Okay? And it turns out to be the kind of thing, again, that we've discussed before, where identifying the source for the Isser is less important. What's clear is God doesn't want us to count the Jewish people directly, right? Is it an Isser d'Oraisa? Is it an Isser d'Rabbanan? You know, in the end, who cares? It's a value statement. For whatever reason, God doesn't want us to count the Jewish people. And more than that, God tells us that if you count the Jewish people, you're putting them at risk of a plague. Now, again, does that mean, you know, you assume that means God brings the plague. But, you know, having just lived through one, I would rather believe that God allows the plague rather than brings it, right?
Yes.
On some strange level, I want to be careful how I say this, on some strange level, you know, if somebody has a communicable disease and he sneezes on everybody in shul, so b'derech hateva, there's going to be a mini plague. You know, everybody in the shul is going to get sick. Right? Could it be that there's something similar going on with respect to counting? You know, somebody suggested, I reject it, but it shows the world we're living in, that no, if you all get together for the count, so of course you're going to get sick, right? You go, everybody goes to the same place to be counted by the same person. You know, if he's sick, so everybody's going to get sick. I think, you know, that's a result of living in a world of corona. I can't reject it. But it's interesting, okay?
You keep saying that you can't count Jewish people. Can you count non-Jewish people?
Everything I look at talks about Jews. I don't know. I don't know. It seems to me, we'll look at something in Halacha. Again, interestingly, just to tell you this, it's not in Shulchan Aruch, despite the fact that, you know, we know this. It's like the most important thing I ever learned as a kid, right? You don't have to fast on Yom Kippur. But if you count Jews, you know, you're going to hell. So it's not in Shulchan Aruch. It is a Magen Avram. It is a Kitzur Shulchan. It's out there, and nobody denies it. But it's not one of the, you know, it's not a Yaharig Va'al Yavar. Let's put it this way, you know, if somebody put a gun to my head, I probably couldn't count because I'm not good at counting. But I do it in a second.
Ellie, okay. Could you differentiate between Hashem commanding us to count and David, for example, doing it by himself?
Let's do David first. let's do David first, and then we'll come back, because it's impossible to deal with this topic. So let's learn a little Navi. We never do it, but this is really great stuff. And it's great in ways that are unanticipatable. Like it raises ideas that are unrelated to counting, but let's just learn a little Navi. You know, we've never done it before. For people who object to Navi, sorry. Other than to say that it is part of the Dvar Hashem. Okay. Oh, good for a quick little joke. A few years ago in yeshiva, I'm sitting, I see a sefer, and it's called Chidushei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Hashas. I'm like, you know, that's unbelievable. So I go over and pick it up. And it turns out it's really funny. It's a cover to a Tanakh. You could buy it in like a store in Israel, right? Like for people who don't believe in Tanakh, well, you know, these are the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said about Gemara, so it's important. It came with Haskama, it was hysterical. Here we go. Source number 9. Here's the story in Divrei Hayamim. And now you'll remember back to the previous Gemara. Remember the Gemara said that God said to David, you call me an inciter, I'll incite you. Here's a strange pasuk. Vayamot Satan al Yisrael, vayaset et David linot et Yisrael. It's a complete setup. The Satan, either literally or figuratively, you know, incites David HaMelech to count the Jewish people. Vayomer David el Yoav ve'el Sarei Ha'am. He tells Yoav, the chief of staff, go out and count the Jewish people so I'll know. Pasuk Gimel. Vayomer Yoav, and this is really dangerous. Yoav is challenging the king. He says, Yosef Hashem al Amo Kohem Mea Pa'amim. May God multiply the people 100 times. Halo Adoni Amelach Kulam La Adoni La Avodim. Lama Yivakesh Zot Adoni. Lama Yihiyeh La Ashma LeYisrael, right? Yoav says to the king, don't do it. It's going to be a sin. Udvar HaMelech Chazak Al Yoav, Vayetze Yoav Vayitalech B'chol Yisrael Vayavo Yushalayim. And the king says to Yoav, basically, do it. And Yoav has no choice, and he does it. It's really like, you know, the background is fantastic. God incites him. Again, doesn't he know a pasuk in Kitisa? Fine. Not surprisingly, Pasuk Zayin. Vayera be'eineho Elokim al adavar hazeh vayachet Yisrael. God is angry, and he smites the people. Vayomer David, here's David's greatness, always there. Vayomer David al Elokim, chatasi ma'od asher asiti et hadavar hazeh. My fault. I sinned, right? David HaMelech, like with Bathsheba, I always think is the secret to his greatness. No excuses. However it is that he did the sin in the first place, he comes clean immediately. I always think if Shaul HaMelech had come clean after he didn't kill Amalek, history would have been different. David HaMelech said, my fault. V'ata haver no atavon abdecha ki niskalti ma'od. Please forgive me. I did a terrible thing. Please forgive me. And now it gets stranger. V'yidaber Hashem el God choze David le'mor. God speaks to God HaNavi, or the choze of David, right? The prophet. He says, Lech v'dibar ta'el David le'mor ko amar Hashem shalosh ani note alecha b'char lecha achat mehena ve'eselach. He says to God, go tell David, here are three choices you can have as to the punishment. All of them are bad. One of them is like to be attacked by enemies or something else. And the last one of them is a plague. And here's a pasuk that we all know. And now we can say it with greater kavana. Yud Gimel. Vayomer David al God. Sar li ma'od, I'm pained, I'm narrow, I'm squeezed. Epla na biyad Hashem ki rabim rachamav ma'od uviyad adam al epol. David HaMelech says to God, I choose God's punishment, G-O-D. I choose for God, meaning the plague, because I believe that God will have mercy on us the way, you know, others may not. Okay, so just remember, you know, that's obviously the first pasuk that we say in Tachnun, and it's not attached to the rest of Tachnun, so we'll come back to this for a second, but that's the pasuk. Now, what happens? Vayitein Hashem dever b'Yisrael, vayipol m'Yisrael shivim elef ish. 70,000 Jews died. Again, in Israel, we're sitting at 6,000 something for our plague. This is enormous. Vayishlach Elokim malach liyushalim lahashchita. This is what happens outside of Yerushalayim. Now the Malach HaMaves comes to Yerushalayim to kill Jews in Jerusalem. Ukishit ra'a Hashem va'inachem al ha'ra'ov ha'yom al malach ha'mashkit rav ata heref yadcha u'malach Hashem omeid im goren arnon ha'yivusi. The Malach comes to Yerushalayim, and God stops the Malach from killing the Jews of Yerushalayim. And where is the Malach? Goren arnon ha'yivusi. Anybody know what that is nowadays?
Isn't that the Beis HaMikdash?
It is. It's the Mokom HaMikdash. Okay, hold on to that. Let's continue. Now it's like a sort of a recap. It's a retelling of what we just said. Vayisad David et einav vayart malach Hashem omeid bein haaretz u bein hashamayim. David HaMelkilu sees the Malach HaMavis. V'charbo shilufa b'yadon nituya al Yerushalayim. That's a pasuk from the Haggadah. Vayipol David v'hazikeinim michusim basakim al pneihem. Right? David and all the elders were clearly davening this whole time. They were dressed in sackcloth. Vayomer David el Elokim. What a great pasuk. Halo ani amarti limnot ba'am. I said to count them. Va'ani hu asher chatati. It's my sin. Ve'horeya harioti. And it's my bad. Ve'ele hatzon me'asu. What did the people do wrong? Hashem alokai tinana yadcha bi ubebeit avi ubeamecha lo lemagefa. David HaMelech says in his greatness, God, kill me and my family. It's my fault. Don't kill the people. Which is, of course, a fair question. The people really didn't do anything wrong. The people who are counted are never at fault. It's the people who's it's the person who counts them. But anyway, you have this moment where David HaMelech takes full responsibility, begs for forgiveness. Unlike people nowadays, doesn't just say, it's my fault, let me continue in my job. Says, it's my fault, kill me. And why is this all so fascinating? Because of the next pasuk, Yudchet. Umalach Hashem Amar El Gad Leimor LeDavid, Ki Ya'ale David LeHakim Mizbech LaHashem Begoren Arnon HaYivusi. The Malach says to God, take David HaMelech to go bring a carbon in Goren Arnon HaYivusi. And the end of the story is David goes there, sometimes it's called Goren Aravna, and he buys it. And that becomes the Makom HaMikdash. And just a side point, but the way I read it is, David HaMelech does, you know, this incredible act of tshuva, taking full responsibility, asking to be punished himself, and then he goes and takes the first step towards building the Beis HaMikdash. And that's Vayomer David God Sarli Ma'od. It's the story that leads to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, but coming back to our point, what's clear is what the Pasuk in Kitisa promised is what happened. There was a count, and as a result, there was a plague. Now, how could it be, despite what the Gemara says, could David HaMelech really have not known the halacha? Could David HaMelech have not known you're not supposed to count Jews? We're smarter than David HaMelech? So the Ramban, in source number 10, there are two Rambans. They're different ideas, but they're both fascinating. The Ramban suggests as follows, and this is what I've been hinting at because I think it's something we miss. He says, "Umipnei shelo nitparesh kan im hayam mitzvah ledorot." The Ramban says, when you read the pasuk in Kitisa, it's not clear. Perhaps this was just a din in the Midbar that God says to Moshe, right now, I want the count to be done via Machtis HaShekel. But it doesn't say that that's the din forever. And in fact, the Marsha and others point out, this is a post-Egel count. And it could be that this was part of the tshuva. Everybody had to bring a machtis hashekel as atonement for their part in the egel. And so you read the psukim, and you say, okay, in the midbar it was aser. And because of that, he suggests, ta'a David, umana otam below shkalim. That's how David made the mistake. V'haya ha-negef bahem, and there was a plague. V'hit vada alav, and he admitted it. What was my sin? My sin was that I misunderstood the pasuk. And again, just to point out the obvious, in case people don't learn Nach that often, David HaMelech didn't have a Mishnah or a Gemara or a Rambam to look at. He only had the psukim. So he understood the psukim differently. Okay? That's the first answer of the Ramban. That was the mistake. The mistake was that the pasuk in Kitisa of Machzis HaShekel is not at all clear. It could have been understood as a post-Egel, just a midbar halacha, and that there's nothing wrong with counting Bnei Yisrael. Turns out, that's not the din. Okay? There's another possibility. There's another Ramban. The Ramban is in this week's parsha, at the end of the first parak of Bamidbar. And the Ramban has a very, very, like, it's a great question. He says, V'imulai ta'a David. Okay, David HaMelech was wrong. He didn't know the halacha. Lama lo asa Yoav shkalim. But Yoav, who clearly knew the halacha, who tried to convince David not to do it, why didn't he use shkalim? V'haya dvar HaMelech nit'avetz lo. The king's idea was abhorrent in his eyes. V'amar lo lama yivakesh zot Adoni, lama yiela ashma li Yisrael. V'lama lo yimnein bishkalim shelo yechta. Right, it's a great question. Says the Ramban, fine. Yoav says to David, this is a big mistake, don't do it. David says, do it anyway. But Yoav could have gone out and counted them through shkalim or shards of pottery or any other intermediary form. That wasn't, David wanted the number. So what the Ramban doesn't say, but which is clear in the Ramban assumes that Yoav did that. That in fact, Yoav must have counted them with shkalim. And yet the problem is, there was a plague. And here the Ramban comes up with an individual idea, which matters very much halacha lemaisa, and I'll tell you how and when. Every time there's a census in the state of Israel, there's a fight about whether it's asur or mutar. Okay? This Ramban gets quoted. Here's the Ramban's idea, where my cursor is. Aval, kefi da'ati, says the Ramban, my idea, and I don't know of another source, I really think it's his idea. Haya haketzef alav, the anger came about, ba'avur shimina'am shelo litzorech. Says the Ramban, the prohibition on counting isn't technical. God really doesn't want us to be counted unless there's a need. He says, Ki lo haya yotze la milchama, v'lo oseh bahem davar ba'etahi. There was no war coming up. There was no need for David HaMelech to know the number. Rak l'sameach libo shemalach al amrav. Says the Ramban, David did it because he wanted to feel good. The way people, I assume, count their money. Right? They're not worried. It makes them feel good. And he says, this is the only source he has. He says, V'raiti b'midbar Sinai Rabba, the Medrash says, Rabbi Elazar b'shem Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra Amar, Kolzman shenimnu Yisrael litzorech lo chasru. Whenever the Jews were counted for a purpose, there was no plague. Shelo litzorech chasru. Eizezman nimnu litzorech b'mei Moshe u'bidgalim u'v'chiluk ha'aretz. They were counted for a need in the midbar when they were going into Eretz Yisrael. Shelo litzorech b'mei David. And so the Ramban is mechadesh here that the problem isn't counting per se. The problem is counting for no reason. And I assume the issue here is that you turn, you know, when a king counts you for no reason, or as the Ramban suggests, for his own ego, you're turning the Jewish people into objects, into possessions. Look how many subjects I have. Look how much money I have. Look how many cars I have. Look at, right? It's a form of self-worship. It's a, you know, it's offensive. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, maybe the answer is, I'm kind of neutral on the counting thing. Overall, I'm against it because it runs with it the risk of objectifying them. But if you have a reason, if you're going to war, if you need to split up Eretz Yisrael, if you want to know how many people survived the plague, that's fine. But for no reason, you get punished. Okay. Last source, then we'll sum up. Again, it's hard to find this prohibition codified in halacha. It is in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, source number 12. It says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the language I think is very miduyak. Srichin lihizaher shelo limnot et ha'anashim lugul gilotam leida im yesh minyan. He says in shul, you should be careful not to count the people by their heads to figure out if there's a minyan. Ki asur limnot et Yisrael l'gul galotam. Because it's prohibited. Afilu lidvar mitzvah. Dichsiv vayishma shaol. This is the Gemara, the second Gemara that we saw. Vayishma shaol ataam vayifkidem batzalaim. Okay, and then he says, this is our minhag. V'nohagim limnotam ba'amirat ha-pasuk hoshiat amecha sheyesh bo asara tevot. Right? He says that you're supposed to do it by the pasuk of Hoshiat Asamecha, which of course can only be done by the song. By the way, did anybody else see this a few months ago? Rabbi Twersky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, passed away. Did anybody see this? He made up the song, Hoshiat Asamecha, and he left it Tzava'a. And at his Levaya, there were no Hespedim. They just sang the song over and over again. Right? So you know, I assume that the song was sung in the Beis HaMikdash. It was so old. But no, Rabbi Twersky, who passed away this year, wrote it. Rav Usher pointed out that this really, he said, he knows of no source for this pasuk of Hoshiat Asamecha. He thought the minhag should have been, there's a pasuk, which is a beautiful pasuk that most of us don't do. There's an idea when you come to shul, you're supposed to say, Va'ani b'chazdecha batachti yageli b'b... No. Va'ani b'rov chazdecha avo beitecha eshtachave el heichal katshecha b'yiratecha. There is such a halacha. When you come into shul, you say that pasuk. He thought that's probably the pasuk you should use if you want to get to 10 for a minyan, because that's a pasuk that's connected to coming to shul. Okay, let's sum up. A fascinating kind of sugya where it's hard to find the makar, even though we know that the Torah is against it. That's the fairest way I could say it, right? There's a pasuk in Kisisa, there's David HaMelech having made this terrible mistake and counting. There's the question of how does doing it through some intermediary help? Presumably, again, the Torah value is not to objectify human beings. The Torah value is for us to, on the one hand, be part of a community, on the other hand, be individuals, both of which are undermined by the counting. You know, why the counting results in a plague, you know, is, again, we saw Rabbeinu Bechaya, who says you're judged individually. Again, the Torah doesn't say it's asur. The Torah says the results are tragic. Okay, we saw the story of David HaMelech. I think the most amazing part is its connection to the building of the Beis HaMikdash, his terrible mistake he makes, his tshuva, and then the building of the Beis HaMikdash. You know, we know that it's a frum thing to do, to not count heads. I think we should try to avoid it. I will admit, a week ago, a little more, I was in the airport and making a minyan for Mincha, and there was an annoying Haredi guy. I'm sorry to say, not that Haredim are generally annoying, but this guy was. And I was counting, and he said to me, you know, like, don't do that. And so I lied and I said, no, I'm counting yarmulkes. Of course I wasn't. I was counting. It was wrong. But the bottom line is, you know, we have this idea that we're not supposed to do it. It's a value. It may not be a halacha. It's a value. And I think, you know, these values are as important to us, I think, as the, you know, the search for the source and the search for is an Issur D'oraisa, Issur D'rabbanan. This is clearly not an Issur D'oraisa. It's at most an Issur D'rabbanan, but it seems to be a Torah value. And those things matter to us also. Okay, have a great week. Shabbat Shalom. And see you next week, I guess.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom.